Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
You want to go deeper in prayer? Did you know I'm reaching millions of people every month through the power of prayer? On social media, you can join me for daily corporate prophetic prayer sessions as I press into what the Lord is saying and release words of knowledge, prophecy, counsel, and teaching. Join online Mornings with the Holy Spirit prayer calls, facebook.com/JenniferLeClaire, Periscope at Prophetic Books. These calls are bringing transformation to people in the nations around the world. Mornings with the Holy Spirit, Facebook, Periscope, 6 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, or catch the replay. You have gifts. God expects you to use them. If you need training to school your gift, log on to schoolofthespirit.tv. You'll find training in spiritual warfare, prophetic ministry, prayer, seer's ministry, writing, and so much more. Go to schoolofthespirit.tv today.
Good morning, everyone. Jennifer LeClaire here with you, Senior Leader of the Awakening House of Prayer Global Movement. Our headquarters are in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Our School of the Spirit, our prophecy rooms, our healing rooms, everything is located here. Come on down and visit us when you can. You can watch our Sunday service at 1047 online at ahop.online. Our second service is for the remnant. We don't broadcast it because I say things and do things in the second service that are not for general public consumption. So if you want to see what goes on in our second service, you'll have to show up in person. Amen. Watch the morning service at ahop.online. I'm the founder of the Ignite Network. It's a company of prophets and prophetic people, seers, contending together for a pure prophetic flow, committed to doing prophetic life together, going deeper, growing in the things of the Spirit. IgniteNow.org. Join that prophetic movement. Many people are getting blessed around the world. Thousands have been ignited. IgniteNow.org. I'm on my way to the School of Deliverance teaching today on deliverance of the brain and deliverance from the occult. You'd be surprised at how many people have all these things in their bloodlines and therefore struggle and cannot break free. I'll be teaching on those topics today. You can find the School of Deliverance as well as the discerning the remnant as well as tactical warfare, all of this and more at schoolofthespirit.tv. I'm the founder or the author of Victory Decrees, and that's what we're reading from today. Victory Decrees, Daily Prophetic Strategies for Spiritual Warfare Victory. And today's devotion, titled, Don't Fear the Enemy. Don't Fear the Enemy. And here's what I heard the Lord say. The enemy can smell fear just like a dog. Don't fear the enemy. He has no authority over you, says God. Rather, you have authority over him. Take Paul's advice to the church at Philippi. Don't be frightened in any way, shape, or form by those who oppose you. Don't be afraid of people and their words. Don't be afraid of the enemy and his threats. Don't be intimidated by your spiritual foes. This is a sign to them that they will be destroyed. But I will save you, says the Spirit of the living God. Philippians 1, 28, Colossians 1, 16 through 17, 2 Timothy 1, 7 are the scripture references for meditation today. Now the prayer starter and the decree, Father, help me not to cower in the face of enemy threats. Help me to rise up with the boldness of a lion against the roaming lion that's seeking to devour me. I decree the enemy's intimidation tactics are impotent against me. I declare that I will not bow to fear, but I will stand against it and overcome it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, we thank you today that you are God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. You are the God in whom there is no fear. There is no shadow of turning. There is no wishy-washiness or instability. You are the God in whom we can trust because you are stable and you are just. In Jesus' name, we praise you and we thank you this morning because there is no other God like you, no other God mighty to save, no other God who reaches down and picks us up up when we fall, and who's glad to do it, who smiles at us even when we're in the midst of the trial, who laughs at our enemies when we're wading through the drama. You are that God, and you are good. You are such a good God. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. They chase us. They follow us all the days of our life. Can you imagine that? Would you just think about that? Goodness follows you. Mercy follows you. Blessings chase you down and overtake you. I said goodness follows you. Would you see it? Would you discern it? Would you just look and notice it? Would you, if you're going to look back, if you're going to look behind you, if you're going to look over your shoulder, stop looking for the devil and start looking for the goodness. I said if you're going to look back, if you're going to look over your shoulder, stop looking for the devil and start looking for the mercy of God. Oh, start looking for the blessings. They're going to overtake you. Oh, I decree that no devil from hell is going to overtake you, but the blessings of God, which maketh rich, are going to overtake you. I said no plague, no COVID-19 or any plague to come is going to overtake you. It's not going to come near your dwelling. It cannot overtake you. It cannot overshadow you. Oh, but the wings of the Most High God, they will overshadow you as you run into his presence, as you hide yourself in Christ. I decree that you are safe. I decree you are secure. I decree you are prosperous. I decree you are ready for any battle because the Spirit of the living God dwells on the inside of you. Oh, Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that we can press into intimacy as much as we press into war. We can press into presence as much as we press into battle. We can be like David, the worshiping warrior. Oh, the remnant. It's like David, the worshiping warrior. I said those remnant believers, they're like David, the man after God's own heart, the warrior who worshiped, the worshiper who warred, the one who ran to the battle line with a sling and a stone, but sat in the wilderness with a harp, and a psalm. Oh, Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you are so perfect and so pure, and you've called us to be holy even as you are holy, to be pure even as you are pure, to be a warrior just as you are a warrior. God, would you help us to walk in balance, to find the balance, to get in balance. Oh, Jesus, the enemy is coming about like a roaming lion seeking to devour those who are unbalanced, those who are in the ditch of excess, those who are too perfect, those who are too lazy. Help us to find the balance between working and resting, between serving and waiting. Oh, Jesus, we want to press in to that which you've called us to, but we can't do without the grace to press. We can't press in our own strength. Apart from Christ, we can do nothing. So help us, Lord, to distinguish your leading from the leading of our soul, from the leading of our flesh, from the leading of mankind, from the leading of the devil, so that we can receive the grace we need to walk throughout our day, day by day, day by day, day by day, walking by faith, day by day, day by day, walking by faith, day by day, day by day, walking by faith, not by sight, walking by faith, not by sight, one day at a time, not looking at yesterday's mistakes, not wallowing in the past, but not looking too far in the future to the point that we are afraid of what's going to come, not understanding what the will of the Lord is, but we will know, we will see in part. We know in part, we see in part, we prophesy in part. I wouldn't want to serve a God who didn't know more than I do. Oh, God, would you help us, Lord, to stop having to figure it all out, to stop having to have it all worked out in our mind before we'll move a muscle, to have to stop having the entire plan, all the rules, everything written down in irrevocable ink before we'll step out in faith. I wouldn't want a God, I wouldn't want to serve a God that knew less than me. He tells us what we need to know when we need to know it. He tells us what we need to know. He shows us what we need to see when we need to see it. Oh, God, would you help us to know what you want us to know? Not to miss the whisper. Not to miss the dream. Not to misinterpret the dream. Not to miss the vision. Not to misapply the vision. Help us, Lord, not to miss it. But to be accurate in the spirit, akatem roshte, to be accurate in the spirit, orabashe, to be accurate in the spirit, chimbrakata, to be accurate in the spirit, oh God. Help us, Lord, while we're testing the spirits, to test our own spirit. Oh, shakatarabashe. Jesus, help us, Lord, while we're testing the spirits. 1 John 4:1. Beloved, don't believe every spirit, but test or try the spirits to see if they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world to deceive many. Oh, God, would you help us today while we're testing the spirits to test our own spirit, to judge ourselves, to examine ourselves, to consider our ways, to see if we are accurate. If we are hearing accurately, if we are walking accurately, if we are thinking accurately, if we're speaking accurately, if we're believing accurately, if we're understanding accurately, if we're applying your word accurately, if we're dividing the word of truth accurately, rightly, help us, Lord. We want to walk in an accurate spirit. We want to walk in an accurate spirit, oh God. We need to walk in accuracy at a level that we have not yet attained to. We got to climb up higher today, right now. Yabashtombre. Oh, Jesus, we need you now more than ever, a little more every day. The revelation of our need from you grows now more than ever, a little more every day. The revelation of your love for us grows. Your revelation in our heart, it expands. God, put the new seeds there. Sow the seeds. And I heard the Lord say, you sow the seeds. I've sowed the seed. Now you sow the seeds. I sowed the seed. It's called the Bible. It's called the Word of God. Some call it holy. It's been purified by fire 7 times, says the Lord. I sowed the seed. Now you sow the seed. Sow it in your heart. Let it renew your mind, says the Lord. I sowed the seed. I gave you my word. I opened your eyes to the realm of the Spirit. I sowed the seed. I sowed my Son, the Word made flesh. Now you sow the seed. Sow it in your heart, says the Lord. Let it transform your mind, says God. Let it push out those wrong mindsets, little by little by little. Those old enemies, those cyclical devils, says the Lord. Let the word that you sow in your heart spring up with a harvest of truth that combats the lies. The latent lies, says the Lord. The hidden lies that are damaging your life. I sowed the word. Now you sowed the word. I can't do it for you. Jesus, he's right. He can't do it for us. He can't force us to sit in a chair, open the Bible, break open our head and pour it in. Help us, Lord, to spend the time that we need with you to reset, to upgrade, to refill. Everybody wants an upgrade. You know how you get it? The enemy's trying to bring widespread downgrades to the body of Christ through the spirit of fear. When you buy into the spirit of fear, you have stepped into a spiritual downgrade. Faith is what upgrades you. Faith and trust and hope and love. These things will upgrade you in the spirit. Fear, unbelief, doubt, uncertainty. These things downgrade you. In other words, you can't climb to where God wants you to climb when you're carrying a big duffel bag full of doubt, unbelief, fear, and uncertainty. You might try to climb, but it's going to take you a whole lot longer to get there. That's why the Bible says to let go of the weights that keep you from running your race, to let go of the besetting sins and the weights that stall your progress. You might run, but let me put 300 pounds on your back and see how fast you can run. Help us, Lord, to lay aside the weights, to cast the cares. To lay aside the weights, to cast the cares. Help us, Lord, to lay aside the weights, to cast the cares. To lay aside the weights, to cast the cares. They're like boulders. They're like bricks. I just saw a picture of somebody literally trying to carry bricks up a steep hill. Just carrying them in the front, using their chest for leverage, holding them next to their belly, just holding these bricks, trying to climb up a steep hill. Then I saw somebody else dressed in the same clothes, and their arms were just a swinging. They were running in stride, and they were going downhill. Who do you think is going to get there faster? We have seasons of uphill climbs. They make us stronger. But we're not supposed to carry the weight on the hiking expedition. Before you climb, before you set out to go to that next level and do that heavy lifting in the spirit, you got to do the heavy lifting beforehand, not while you're trying to climb. Does that make sense? You do your heavy lifting before you start the climb, so that when you start the climb, you can be agile. You can have feet like hinds feet. Father, would you help us today to pursue the right activities in the right season? To pursue the right activities in the right season, so that we're not lifting when we should be sprinting. We're not taking a marathon approach when there's a rapid fire battle in the front of us. God, would you help us, Lord, to make the right preparations in the right season? Strengthen ourselves for the climb rather than trying to wait till we're on the climb of our life to try to strengthen ourselves. And sometimes that's the only thing you can do because you didn't strengthen yourselves before the climb. But you hear what I'm saying? If you prepare for the trial, if you prepare for the climb, it won't be so hard when it comes. They're never easy. I want to share with you today the secret to lasting peace. The secret to lasting peace. It's found in Psalm 37, verse 3. Keep trusting in the Lord and do what is right in His eyes. Fix your heart on the promises of God and you will be secure, feasting on His faithfulness. What do you do when you've been doing the right thing and the wrong thing keeps happening to you? Do you get angry? Do you get discouraged? Do you get disappointed? Do you get upset? I think that's a natural response. It's discouraging when people betray you, when things fall through at the last minute that you were counting on, that you believed God to send you, and things you thought would last forever. And now all of a sudden, whoosh, the rug seems to have been pulled out from under you. But have you ever considered that maybe that thing that you thought would last forever was holding you back from your next level and from your eternal destiny? Trust in the Lord and do good. That is your prescription. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Father, would you help us to trust in you when we don't understand? Because that is when peace comes. Would you help us to trust your motives? We sing about how good you are. And then when something happens that we don't like, that we didn't expect, that we can't possibly understand with our finite minds, we begin to question you to the point of discouragement and even measures and hints of hopelessness. God, would you help us to do Psalm 37:3, to trust in the Lord and do good? We ask why. Why, God, why? That's a human response. It is absolutely human. And God's not mad at you for asking why. When Jesus hung on the cross, he asked, why, oh, why, God, have you forsaken me? It was his human response, his humanity revealed. But then right after that, he said, into your hands, I commit my spirit. He asked God why, but he still trusted him for the outcome. He trusted in the Lord and he did good. He hung on a cross. That was his last good work as a human, fully God, fully man, Jesus on the cross, his last good work as a human being who emptied himself of his divinity to walk the earth, to feel betrayal, to understand disappointment, hurts and wounds of the heart. He got it. He gets it still. Trust in the Lord and do good is his advice. Trust in the Lord and do good. It's not enough just to trust in the Lord. You got to add the do good part. Would you help us, Lord, in the midst of our brokenness, in the midst of our disappointment, in the midst of our discouragement, to trust in you, to lean on you, to rely on you, to be confident in you, that you have a master plan and you work all things together for good to those who love you and are called according to your purposes. Would you help us, Lord, to also do good? Not to neglect the doing good part of this prescription for lasting peace. Help us, Lord, not to be ones who say, well, I trust the Lord, bless God, but I'm not getting involved with people again. I trust the Lord, bless God, but I'm not sowing anymore because I got fooled by a false prophet. I trust the Lord, but I'm not going to deal with this drama anymore. No, trust the Lord and do good. Well, what does it mean to do good? It means to do what God told you to do because He is good and His directives are good. And when you walk in His word for you, the instruction, the direction for you, you're doing good. Oh, and how easy it is to do good to the ones that we like. Trust in the Lord and do good. Bless your enemies. Oh, sharamashe. Trust in the Lord and do good. Bless your enemies. What? If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he needs a cup of water, give it to him. Trust in the Lord and do good. Not just to those who can pay you back, the Bible says, but to those who can return nothing. Trust in the Lord and do good. This is your prescription, the secret to lasting peace. Oh God, would you help us? Psalm 37:5, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Live securely. You will be safe. The Message translation says, get insurance with God and do a good deed. Settle down and stick to your last. Keep company with God. Get on the best. Help us, Lord, to trust in you. Beloved, understand that we all are born again with zero experience with God, or at least zero experience with the true and living God. And the way that you learn to trust him is by going through things with him. You don't really have to trust God for much until you have something to trust God for. You don't really have to trust God all that much until you need to trust God very much. Until something goes wrong. Until you're believing for something, standing on the promise, and the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Until the blind side happens, the betrayal comes, the discouraging event in your life, the fearful consequence and episode. That is when you have to trust God. And the more you walk with God, the more you'll trust him. Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That means trust me. I know the way through. I know it looks dark out there. I know it's fearful. I know there's not enough money, whatever it is. Do you trust God or not? One way I can tell if you're trusting God is that you're doing good. Not, oh, you're doing good. I'm so glad you're doing good, feeling better. No, I mean, one way I know you're trusting God is because you're out doing good. Do you know how many times that I've wanted to give up? How many times I've thought in my mind and even said out of my mouth, I don't think this is worth it. Doesn't feel worth it. But you know, the words of my mouth can say one thing, but my actions speak louder because I keep getting back up and keep going forward. What choice do I have? What choice do you have? What are you going to do? Go back out and serve the devil? Lay down and die? Trusting in the Lord is discerned by someone's decision to get up and keep doing good, even when the wrong thing is happening to them. Would you help us, Lord, to stop looking at what everybody else is doing and how they're apparently blessed when we know they ain't living right? Would you help us, Lord, to stop keeping our eyes on our neighbors and their behaviors, comparing our life to theirs? You don't know. We don't know what they're going through behind the scenes. Would you help us, Lord, to trust in you and to do good, understanding that the evidence, wish I could get five people to say amen. Understanding that the evidence of our trust in God in part is the wherewithal and the determination to keep on doing good, to keep on serving in love, to keep on blessing the body, to keep on keeping on, getting up every morning and going back out into the battlefield to fight another day. That is evidence of trusting in the Lord, even when you're afraid, even when you don't feel like it. Help us, Lord, to trust in you with all of our hearts, in all of our ways, all of our days, and to understand that when we do the first part of Psalm 37:3, we can get the second part. Psalm 37:3, trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land and feed surely on his faithfulness, and truly you shall be fed. Keep trusting in the Lord and do what is right in his eyes. Fix your heart on the promises of God and you will be secure, feasting on his faithfulness. I'm not claiming that it's easy, but here's what I can tell you. If you're truly sold out to the Lord, you may feel like not getting back up. You may feel like getting mad at God. You may feel like rejecting people out of your life. You may feel all kinds of ways, but you are not your feelings. You are a spirit under the leadership of the Holy Ghost. And even if it takes you 3 or 4 days to get that attitude right, so that you can go out and do good, God is patient. He is kind. He is long-suffering. He'll wait for you to get your attitude right. What you won't have during that time of feeling like you need to shut everybody out and feeling like you're mad at God, and what you won't have during all those feelings is peace. And so God gives you a proposition. He says, you can trust in me and do good, and you'll have peace, and you'll see my faithfulness, and you'll understand more about how my spirit works. Or you can get in your feelings, and you can stay there and wallow around in your self-pity.